Right. Anyway, so
Okay, should we get started?
I think so.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll start on a jingle. We'll have like, saying, "Oh, just a noise podcast" and everything, and then we'll edit that in. And then, yeah, we're good to go. So, right, first up with the news, I suppose. It's
The
obvious place to
news.
start, yeah.
Right.
The
So the
news.
first thing, which I think we both sort of found quite funny, didn't we, about this viewer things about the BBC newsroom itself.
Yeah, so this is the TV newsroom, and
Yeah, which I th oh, sorry.
well,
Go on.
it's a what a big glass screen, and then a fully functioning office behind.
Do you know what? I just thought, obviously they moved, didn't they, from the big white city place in London, and
Well,
they've gone
yeah,
to Salford, haven't they?
they have, yeah.
I think it's Salford.
Yeah, near Manchester.
So surely they would have made it. Does it not look any sort of different, or does it?
I haven't seen the outside of the building, to be honest. The one in London was really sort of iconic, that building, wasn't it? So
Yeah.
no, I couldn't picture it. I couldn't really tell you. Maybe you'll have to do a bit of research into that one.
Yeah, no, but I just thought if they're going to move something to somewhere else and try to make it the same, then surely. So nothing's. Is it completely different then where this sort of shit happened before we get on to the shit that happened?
I suppose the studio itself seems about what it was before. I guess it's the outside of the building that's a big deal. But yeah, it's just an open plan office in the background. One of my favourite quotes, one of the complaints they received was, "Man talking gravely about floods on the news. Adults in the background pretending their umbrellas are lightsabers."
What news story do you think that might have been happening?
Yeah, no, that was
Do
a
you think
bit
it's like
about, yeah.
Jerry Adams talk? Oh no, we better not get political here.
No, that was a bit, it was about floods, yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah, so
So what
not
about
ideal.
the sort of eating? Do you think it was like, oh, like McDonald's have been done for putting chicken heads in burgers or something? Or
Well, that's it. I mean, I work in an office, and if there was a big glass wall next to me and sort of rolling 24-hour news cameras the other side of it, I'd be struggling to eat my soup at my desk.
but come on, you're paying like what is it, £12.60 a month?
Well, yeah, in my TV license.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you really want to? The BBC are always good, aren't they? They're usually really good. They're good at sort of dramas, TV program, all sorts of
Yeah,
shit.
their
But
website's
when it
great,
comes to
loads
the
of stuff.
news, they seem like they fuck up the most, to be honest, news people.
Yeah, I suppose the sort of the live atmosphere, like there's inherent danger there, isn't there? But
What's his name? Hugh Edwards, isn't it? He's the Welsh.
yeah.
Like he's going, oh God, I think he feels like he wants to thump someone, like just straight in, like in the throat.
I'm sure when they go
I'm
off
like,
camera, yeah.
but yeah, that sort of I found that quite funny, but I just thought, my God, why the hell am I paying? Well, I'm paying £6.6
They're asking
a
for
month.
trouble in the first place. And yeah, if you want your money better spent, they should have put a bit of plasterboard up behind it and have them working in a porter cabin elsewhere.
Joel just
Not a
put
zoo.
signs up behind them, just going, fuck me, or you know, like they do in sort of wrestling.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still do it actually,
I mean,
but when they go, John 3.2, or whatever it is.
if they want that atmosphere, they should hire actors to act like they're working. Because if you film office workers, you're not going to get the general impression that there's lots of sensible work going on all of the time. That's just not the case.
I just think hire a load of lesbians, to be honest, to completely ransack Hugh Edwards' desk.
You want some sort of show going on there?
Wouldn't
For a penny and
know
for a
what was
pound.
going on. Do you know, if he went on Strictly Come Dancing, though, he'd probably win, wouldn't he? Because he's so serious. It's a bit like John Sargent.
He wouldn't mess about with learning it, yeah.
It'd just be like fucking dragging women around the room.
Well, yeah, has he got a bit of sense of humour to go with it like he did?
Ah, actually, that's a really good point. I don't think he would. Funny enough.
Yeah, you've got to be sort of a little bit lovable as well as sort of any good. Well, in fact, you don't have to be any good at the dancing in that, do you?
What, in Strictly or BBC Newsroom?
Both.
Okay. He'll be all right on like something like, I don't know, Children in Need.
Yeah, you need your sort of safe anchor man there that can maybe just show a little bit of humanity. Why not?
I like that. So we could be like a panel of who's going to be on Strictly Come Dancing next year rather than this year now, can't we?
Do you think they would leave that in our hands?
I think they should.
Well, I mean, I agree with you. It's whether they do that's the problem, isn't it?
So it'd be like Hugh Edwards, John Fashanu. Oh no, this would be for another podcast, actually. Fantasy Strictly Come Dancing.
Oh, we'll do some prep on that, shall we?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we've definitely done prep everywhere else. Or shall we move on? Big headline.
You want to go to Tesco's?
I've got a big headline first. Lee,
okay. Is that what you're going to say? Sorry.
Snake on a plane.
Oh my god, well that film was great. I love that film.
Well, this is a Qantas. Is it Qantas?
Qantas.
Yeah. Qantas. I don't know what that is. I think that's a road near me.
Qantas.
we're of course talking about the Australian airline. The sort of vegetarian meat supplements.
Bono, that's really not like you to mispronounce it.
Well, I think what put me off is there's not a U after the Q, so...
I don't know, they're Australian. Well,
it's all off kilter. Yeah, but Australia's got a U after the A.
But they don't pronounce it, they go Astro. Oh, Australia.
South Africa. A mixture of several, yeah.
I think Australian. Sorry. Anyway, yeah.
So
I didn't mean to pick you up on that one.
No, go ahead. Yeah, so they found this snake on their flight. I think they were due to go to Japan. But yeah, they obviously weren't going to have any of that. So off they went. But so that's kind of a bit of art imitating life rather than the other way around. I don't know. I'm thinking the bus.
Do you mean like an actual snake on a plane?
Yeah.
They've actually got one. Whereas yeah. The film, but they've actually got one on a plane.
Exactly. Like the bus driver way to work, he's definitely seen speed because there's no way he's getting. He's just watching his like speedometer. He's like, I can't get above 20.
Is he going to be like Pat Mastered?
Only assume that's what's going.
If you go over 5 miles an hour, the bomb will be deployed. I have to say that is one of the funniest episodes of Father Ted I've ever heard. Actually.
Oh, they do it on the milk float, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. And then basically when he goes, let's just... And they all went back to Father Ted's house, didn't they? I said, let's get a plan. And they had all that mental music. And at the end of it, they listened to like the Poseidon Adventure for some reason. And at the end, he just put on that chalkboard. He goes, put a brick on the accelerator or something. That was probably wrong. But and then when they actually put the brick on the accelerator, they just made the milk float go round and round and round.
That was it. It was stuck on that roundabout, wasn't it?
The funniest bit in that was it was before all that even happened, when Pat Mustard started getting in with Mrs. Doyle. And Ted hated it.
Yeah.
There was standing there, I remember it. And Pat said, Mrs. Doyle, can I put my massive tool in your box?
Yeah, there was always some weird chemistry going on with Ted and Mrs. Doyle, yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, actually, I hope you've got the last bit of the RT crowd on record at 9 o'clock.
Funnily enough, yes, it is recording.
Lovely.
Oh, yeah, that kicks off in a few minutes' time, yeah. Friday.
So I just heard on BBC One, Miranda. I don't know whether I like it. I think I do like it, actually, Miranda. Listen to that in the background.
Yeah, I did. I've quite enjoyed what I saw of it. I've never really watched it all the way through, I don't think. I should give it a chance, I think.
Yeah, it's actually, some bits are really, really funny, and I think it's quite innocent rather than sort of like crap that, you know, it's like the weirdness of comedy sometimes.
Yeah, it's
like,
not dark.
It's like you really need to sort of think about it.
No, it's kind of, it is what it is, yeah. It's just,
It's the Neighbours. The Neighbours of comedy.
Indeed. Well, yeah, you said you were going to talk about the Tesco story. So, yeah, there were a couple of these recently.
Oh, is this the gay? Oh, yeah, shit. This is the gay sort of fucking doll, wasn't it?
Well, what was it called? The gay best friend, something.
Oh, not the gay fucking doll. That would be taken straight out. I think.
They're quality control. I mean, yeah, they've obviously not thought everything through, but you'd think that would get past.
They're the only supermarket, though, aren't they, that always get clobbered a lot of the time.
Well, that's it. I mean, along with this, you've got the Tesco and Asda who have brought out a mental patient Halloween costume. For kids.
You got to tell me about this, because obviously I only just heard about that not that long ago. That one.
Yeah, I suppose they've done I think it's sort of a stereotypical, sort of from a film, a bit of a white straight jacket, sort of ripped blood and God knows what going on, but yeah, all tagged up as a mental patient, which even using a slightly different phrase might have made it a little more palatable, frankly. Well, they're going to like get their shopping trolleys out and convert them into sort of Stephen Hawking wheelchair carts, and they've that. It's ridiculous.
The trouble is, though, like obviously you've seen a load of programs when they've gone into like, when they've done like food things and stuff like that, and you have to go to a panel of people who out of like probably 15 marketing arseholes,
there must have been a pitch at some point.
Whoever agreed to that? Well, obviously all of them had to.
Yeah. Okay, Trevor, thank you. So what product have you got? Well, this is the gay best friend. All right, do you want to not tell us about that? Maybe come up with something else, please, Trev.
Okay, don't worry. The gay best friend in like Soho would have been all right with an inflatable, but
I don't know what.
But in Tesco's, for what was it, 4 to 5 year olds or 3 to 4? Oh, I don't know what they.
It is a political correctness gone mad, isn't it? It's sort of a positive discrimination ideas, where it's like,
completely agree, yeah.
Yeah.
I completely agree, Bond, actually. Like, you need to sort of, regardless of ages of people, like even the young people need to know sort of their sexuality, because you obviously it wasn't like what it was back in the 50s.
Oh yeah, it's one thing about being aware about them, but they shouldn't. Kids shouldn't be learning about their sexuality. Yes.
No, not that. Not that.
That's no. Yeah.
But can you imagine this massive table of twat? To be honest, just sitting around and just some arsehole, say me. To be honest.
Why not?
Yeah.
Hypothetically speaking.
Okay. Right, like a Dragon's Den sort of thing, going, right, I've got a great idea. What about this gay doll, inflatable gay doll for 4 to 5 year olds? For one, how bad would that sound? Yeah, it's inflatable.
Oh, I've not seen a picture of this.
Did you not know it?
No.
It said it's inflatable. I don't know what it looks like, but probably looks like... I don't know how they'll do the gay hand, though.
I don't. I just thought it was a joke when you sent it over to me.
No.
Oh, dear.
Have a quick look.
It's strange. No, I'll check it out.
Yeah, so that massive table, while you're checking that out, it's just, I can't believe all these like massive bigwigs of like Tesco's, Asda and that. They should have actually given more money. They should have just said, fuck it, we'll give £1 million because we've really pissed people off. 20 grand, that's nothing to them, is it?
Well, yeah, it's like suggested, really, of, like, isn't it? Yeah.
That's like selling 15 billion baguettes in a week. That's nothing.
Which, give or take, I suppose, is what they do.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose...
You seen it yet?
No, I'll check that out afterwards. I'll tell you what, I'll edit in a bit where I just go, oh yeah, I seen it. Oh my God, what were they thinking? Don't do that later.
It's awful, though. I don't mind sort of the gay bit. The gay bit, that's fine, but not at that age, to be honest. Like,
no, it's not a good idea, that.
It's a bit like that sort of... Do you remember sort of when Asda put on... I think they came out with, like, T-shirts and, like, oh, party bitch or something. People, like, these crop-toppy things.
Oh, like a kid's sort of T-shirt or top.
Yeah, probably didn't sort of say that, but but yeah, it's just where have supermarkets actually? What are their marketing departments? What are they doing? Are they actually on crack or just injecting heroin into their fingertips or something? I don't know.
They must have some ideas generator that's convoluted. They're just picking random ideas, smashing them together, and pitching them to their bosses.
You wouldn't do that, Bond.
I wouldn't, no.
No, me and you wouldn't certainly do it, considering how mad I am.
Yeah, maybe that's an area that you might need to go into on a professional basis.
What a personal... what do you call them? Mystery shoppers?
Oh, a mystery shopper would be quite fun, yeah. Yeah, just see if you get a bit...
Just go in there and go... But the trouble is, my mum tried to do it, actually, but they ask them so many questions. Like, you get paid, I think it's like 15 quid, which sounds really good, actually, for like just going into like a bank or a supermarket or something. But the questionnaire is so mad.
Yeah,
it's just like,
I can imagine
how
you earn your money.
How the fuck are you going to remember all that? Yeah. It's not asking you everything, like, what can you remember the colour, the hair the person was serving you with? It's like, well, I wouldn't, but it's like, do you know her name? Did you take her name? Was she helpful at first? What are her... Oh, now I'm sounding boring.
But there we go. Really, as a shopper, you want to go in, pick up the item you want, and buy it without too much fuss and get out again, didn't you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I do, obviously, try to do internet shopping.
Oh, yeah, online shopping has saved many a bloke, I believe, yeah.
Exactly. We'll keep that one for another day as well, shall we? I think.
After I bought a book for Dad last year, Amazon emailed me asking me if I wanted to buy the sequel on pre-order, so I've got this year's present sorted with just clicking OK.
I just wanted to buy one fucking film. I wanted to buy Aliens 1. They offered me like all of them. It's like, well, no, I just wanted Alien. That's all I wanted in AD, Blu-ray, blah blah blah. Just so I had a good sound system on it.
If you so much as, let's say you click on a stapler once, maybe even by accident on Amazon, for the rest of your life, it's going to be saying, would you like fresh staples? Would you like a T-shirt with a stapler on it? No.
At the end of it, they'll start offering me like the Texas Chainsaw fucking Massacre or something. It's like, no, I don't want anything else.
It's because you like some bacon.
Don't make me have nightmares. That's the trouble. Yeah, that's it. Bacon.
And pay your taxes.
Oh, sorry, Bonds. Have we sort of digressed?
We're all good. I think we're absolutely on topic. I suppose a little bit of a follow-on from what we were on a minute ago. This is, well, the original story I found, this was on the Metro website, was a sexist gorilla sent for therapy. This was I think this is a gorilla that's in Dallas. It's been in this zoo for like 18 years and is the most antisocial thing ever. But it's like sort of particularly shows his disdain towards any of the female gorillas or anything. I was intrigued by that story, but halfway down they mentioned a story just off the back of that, which was, what was his name? Gavin, the sarcastic gorilla.
Gavin the sarky gorilla.
Yeah. Let's have a look at this one. So this one's even better. He's apparently does sort of various tricks and stuff in the zoo, a bit of dancing and stuff like that. And they'll have people sort of give him a round of applause. As soon as that starts, he's stopping the dancing.
Is he be on sort of bars and stuff like
that?
Yeah,
yeah, he's in an enclosure, yeah. But he's got the stupidest grin on him. And he just gives a really sarcastic round of applause back to them.
Well, like a, ooh!
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's stupid humans, what you do. But yeah, I was quite taken by him.
Does he have sort of, does he wear sunglasses and a hat?
Oh, you'd like to think so, yeah. He probably wears sunglasses in the winter just to be sarcastic.
Like Bono.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he could be called The Edge, though, couldn't he? That'd be a great name for a gorilla. The Edge.
The Edge, yeah. Like, yes, yeah, stay away from The Edge. That would be fine. We'd have on here. Fence. So, yeah. Do not feed The Edge. And do not eat the drummer.
Yeah, that's... No, the drummer's fine. Eat him. He's a massive arsehole. Just please kick him into touch and destroy his arms, break him off, eat his head, and decapitate his lower body.
It's lovely.
That's really gruesome. The only reason why I said I had a massive nightmare last night. Oh, sorry. Tell you about that. Oh, that could be another one. I won't say that now. About my nightmares. I have loads of them. Which you always sort of I'll say note down, but talk to the beautiful. But yeah.
Not like Damon Albarn and his like marching gorillas.
No, it's a bit weird that I'm sort of going. The latest one was like I've been treated to a sort of plane journey over to Australia, but I'm absolutely holed up into a capsule that is the size of basically my rib cage, so I have to literally put my knee. Oh no, it's weird.
A capsule, they've not got leg room there.
No. No, not in my dream.
This isn't Qantas, is it?
Sorry, I've just spat all over the place.
Lovely,
now.
Lovely.
Qantas. Do you know what we're going to have to call? As I said about if we win the lottery or something, that's going to be a dog. A guard dog's going to be called Qantas.
Qantas, yeah, that should avoid any confusion. Good boy.
I love that. So it's just, I think the only reason why I laugh, because you don't usually fuck up anything, to be honest, when it comes to sort of talking.
Well,
so Quantos was just like, oh, I need to laugh about that massively. Anyway,
talking about
gay best friend doll. Sorry.
Well, should we not go back to that one? On the guide dogs, there's a story I sent over to you. That was actually a feel good story, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think you should.
So yeah, this was a guide dog that saved a baby in a pram by, well, it was walking with its owner and the pram, from what I can tell. And there's a car that had been shunted from behind. I think I had to be careful how I said that one. Now, a couple of these shunted from behind. The dog sort of broke free. I want to come back to that. Broke free of the owner and pushed the pram out of the way of the moving car. So absolute hero. It's lovely stuff.
Yeah, and I have to give big clap.
Round of applause there.
Yeah. But the only thing, I'm going to moan about everything, don't you, Bond?
Yep.
But I just think it's a bit sort of odd. Like, I know it's a baby, and fair enough, I'd prefer myself to die if I had a kid.
Yeah.
But it's weird how the dog sort of thought, right, my owner is old. We need to save the living child. Let him get on, or her get on with it. That's what I find.
I'm so
really
glad you said that, because that was my exact thought.
Really?
I've put up, this will go up on the website as along with all the stories we talk about. The headline I'd put up there was gallant guide dog ditches owner to save baby, which does sum it up, because we'd like to think. Yeah.
Or what about, you can't swear, can you? Oh, fucks over owner.
Declares baby favourite.
I know, I think that's the only thing I'm worried. But I don't think, I think that's where it comes to sort of the Labrador thing. Was it a Labrador, actually?
I can only assume I think it was a black lab, yeah. I don't have the name to hand, actually, but...
Funny enough, I don't know if you saw that. They've got a series on at the moment on BBC Two, The Wonder of Dogs, I think it's called. And yesterday it was about sort of their senses, stuff like that. And they really focused on sort of gun dogs, which sort of Labradors and Retrievers are.
Oh, yeah.
And they just said Retrievers are fantastic. That's how they sort of bred them, was to sort of obviously retrieve. But they really want to please their owner.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of thing. And they're so aware, whereas, those bastards that shoot birds down, or sort of ferrets and rabbits and stuff like that.
Game and that, yeah.
So they used to have three types of dogs back in the day. The first one used to be the greyhound sort of thing that used to sort of chase it
for races
all around. Yeah. Oh no, was it the greyhound? Sorry, it's the Springer Spaniel. And it was so funny listening to it as well. The Springer Spaniel, the reason why he's called a Springer Spaniel is because he jumps.
Yeah, they bound through the grass, didn't they?
Yeah, and massively sort of wax out anything that could be there, and to try to keep an eye on sort of the owner and stuff like that as well, and it'll go around. Then they'll send, what was the other one? I think it was, I can't remember.
Is it Release Hounds?
Yeah, that'd be probably it, actually. Yeah, well done, Sherlock. Hound of the Baskervilles. Yeah, you'll send them out. Got greyhounds or some sleek bodies sort of thing with to really chase everything out and to snuff them out. No, actually. It's the little bastards.
Terriers?
Yes, well done.
Not corgis. The corgis are cut for carpet only, aren't they?
Oh, corgis are wankers. Because they're part of the rule.
They're basically swans, aren't they? Same idea.
Oh, that'd be lovely, wouldn't it? Having a barbecue in front of the Buckingham Palace, cooking a corgi and a swan. That'd be lovely, wouldn't it? It's been like the working class.
I don't think that would last very long.
Well, until I got arrested. Oh.
There might be a couple of harsh words spoken.
So, yeah, and obviously the final one, retrieving everything, would be the lab retriever.
And that's sort of where they got their name. And they also work in laboratories.
They do with Sherlock, funny enough. That's why he's so bright.
Detective.
But I don't think dogs should be. I'm saying this now. I don't think dogs should be actually bred to do certain things. I think it's brilliant. Like
certainly not to fight.
No. That I think that's what I'm worried about when I walk all the time. Actually, with Thomas, is like if some other dog, you don't know what fucking. I know Britain's like a great pet ownership land, but
I think that's sort of converted into Latin. That's their motto, isn't it?
Pet ownership land.
Yeah. Just taking the literal translation there, which seems a little disjointed.
Do you know what, Bunt? I get so fucking. Oh God! I'm like scared. I think the word is every time I go out with him.
Well,
I said horseshit this morning.
Oh no!
Which is worse? You know that squelch feeling?
Yeah.
I was like, oh for fuck's sake! He doesn't like that word. Actually, it will come out in a second. And I thought, oh God! So I made him stand. This is like 10 to 6 in the morning. When I trotted there, I made him stand, took my shoe off. And, you know, obviously, when you take your shoe off, one leg, I held on to him. Obviously, he must have thought, what the hell's going on? And I smelt my shoe, but it was horse shit.
Oh,
bro.
Dear.
Yeah, but there's loads of it, though. It was like,
well, those were the horses, all, didn't it?
I know, I like horse shit, but. No, I do. I don't mind horse shit. It was just the squelchy sort of thing.
Yeah, it's a bad feeling, that.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Digress again, Bond.
Well, I think maybe we should move on to a bit of sport.
Ooh, what, Wenger? Or...
We can go with Wenger. What was the story there?
Oh, do you call him Wenger? See, I never know.
Wenger is the correct pronunciation. Did I say Wenger?
Oh, no, that's all right. I've never known, because a lot of people say Wenger.
Yeah, no, correctly, it's Wenger.
No. Oh, yeah. I'm just being a twat and all.
Let's stick to that.
So, do you think that was a bit sort of weird that he sort of really arsed up to him?
So, is this a story about Stan Kroenke?
It isn't. Oh, I think I'll let you explain all this.
So I think the story you sent over was about Stan Kroenke backing Arsene Wenger, and Arsene Wenger saying you felt honoured about that. Presumably well timed because of a potential contract renewal talks. It sounds like they're probably going to discuss that, and they didn't think there'd be much problem with getting it done.
How old is Arsene? Is he 68?
About that, yeah.
69, something like that. Do you not think, though, these talks are going to actually be sort of talking about who his predecessor might be?
Predecessor, or his post-decessor, yeah.
Oh, sorry, post-decessor, that's actually a good film title. But I don't think anyone's called it anything like that. I like that, yeah. It's actually a good album title as well.
I don't think there can be any talk about who might be following Wenger at the moment. I think general feeling is potentially there's the sort of third proper team is building here, and it'll be a case of it either works or it doesn't. I certainly don't want to start thinking about, you know, maybe this situation with David Moyes, where they seemed to groom him for quite a while, and, you know, it was all set up a bit earlier before maybe possibly some slightly more experienced managers at that level could have been available. So
This is what I mean, because Arsenal are so sort of enclosed and stuff like that. I think up top, then I think Wenger and the board have actually already come to an agreement when he's going to leave and who he really fancies taking over him.
You know, I'm sure he'll probably have a say if the time comes, but yeah, I'd be surprised.
No, he would never say it, though, would he? He would never say it.
Well, we're not going to hear that publicly, certainly, no. Yeah, well, I don't want to make it too much about Arsenal, really.
Not even the money? No, Stan just said, yeah, we got loads of money. Like, come on, then. Like, in January. How much have we got, then?
Well, that's it. I
want to have the figure.
I think Wenger will be backed with a load of money. We certainly can't go saying, like, there's this much in the bank. Because then people will charge you exactly that amount for any player you ask to buy. But
you know what? I'd be brilliant. If I won, like, Euro Millions, like the massive jackpot, I'd be so fucking up front, wouldn't you? Just saying, right, he's got, well, I don't know, 110 million to spend. Or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
January,
I don't know if even the Euro Millions would get you to the sort of money you'd need to take over a club like that. But
well, no, not take over, just put it in.
Oh, you're just going to hand over?
If I just said yeah. Well, say if I was Stan Kroenke or whatever you want to call him, I'll say, right, it's got 110 million, go for it. I prefer to say that so everyone knows, like, what we. I just don't like sort of the don't know what's going on here. Like, I want the fans to know exactly what's going on.
Unfortunately, though, if the fans know, then all the other clubs know. So,
yeah, well, that's fine, but the other clubs won't know about sort of the dealings, will they?
I'll tell you what, if you were going to sell your TV. And put it in the paper, and I came over and said, yeah, I'd like to buy that TV. I've got 300 quid in my pocket. How much is it? You'd go, oh, it's actually £300?
No, I'd say 600. First of all, and then you'd raise, say, you always say, yeah. You always got to go higher.
Yeah, no, that's true. If we've learnt anything from
Dickinson's real deal.
Dickinson's real deal, yeah. And is it The Room?
Forum.
Four rooms, that's it, yeah.
At the moment, today, they've got the USA ones on at the moment.
Oh, they've done one over there. Oh, that'd be quite fun.
They have, yeah. I forgot to tell you about that. It's only because it's on like 10 o'clock in the morning. On Channel 4.
I'll have a look for that. That could be amazing.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. It's weird. There's some weird, like, it's basically like the English version, but, you know what it is. It's weird. It's going, yeah, I've got a Babe Roof. Fucking baseball. Sorry, I was trying to think what Babe Roof actually done. Apart from make a candy bar. Why am I saying that?
Candy bar, you gone American?
Candy bar, you can't. Oh, I can't say that, can I?
I don't know. We'll take that out. Yeah, don't worry, no one will hear that.
So, should we get off the Arsenal?
Oh yeah. So Stephen Lee, as you mentioned. Tell us about that.
Well, he was a really good snooker player back in sort of when I used to like snooker, sort of post 2007. He was basically really good, even like in the top 32 and stuff like that. And then, don't know what happened. I don't know what game it was, to be honest, Bono. You might be able to help me out on this, where why he got banned for like fucking not 12 years.
So, whatever. So yeah, he'd. So there were what, betting syndicates that were betting on particular games that he was going to lose? Just
no, it's just this one game. It was just the one game.
Yeah. No, well, it seems like a long ban is picked up. Yeah, 12 years. Yeah, he's effectively not going to play again.
But he said that he's innocent. But you can't have that.
Yeah, I suppose he'd say that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to see how his appeal goes, I suppose, because that's going to be the next step, isn't it? But
No. He's already had all of that. This is like the final, that's it.
Oh, well, he's pretty much fucked then, isn't he?
I know. And he's 38 now. Or is he 38? So it'll be like 50 or something, like when he has to play again.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Because he'd said something along the lines of, when I'm 50, my dad will be able to beat me. But I'm thinking, well, surely if his dad is, what, 20 years older than him, he'll be 70.
Can you imagine if his dad was in a home?
Yeah,
Dad, I want to play you.
Yeah, I don't know quite what he meant there, but...
I don't think he did. I think that was like... sort of a massive sort of like, oh god, I don't know what to say now. I know I'm fucking guilty, but what do I do?
I suppose that brings us on to one other sports story, actually. This is Jalman Singh, who you may not have heard of. He did recently win bronze medals in long jump and shot put.
Don't tell me he's gone into like rap or something now.
No. He's been, they're talking about stripping him of a gold medal he won in the pentathlon just a couple of years ago. This was in the age group of 70 to 74.
No, I'm sorry. Did he just not piss enough? Usually at that age, they should be pissing low.
No, they're talking about him breaking the rules there. Apparently he's lied about his age there, if qualifying for that age competition.
But even though he's still really old.
Well, that's the thing. He's 78. So he's sort of a good 4 years older than the sort of next oldest in that competition, and he's still beat him at a five speed.
That's harsh.
I'm not sure what of it. Presumably it's not doing the modern pentathlon. They must be doing the one at that age range.
The BC.
It's got wrestling and sort of running naked and.
Well, Greco wrestling.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe a bit more shot put discus.
Oh, that's a shame. Actually, that's awful.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be fine if it turned out he was 34 and had just had a grey wig on. You know, you'd feel sorry for the rest of them, but you know.
Well, like us, like one of us just went.
Exactly. They should say sort of 70 plus, and that's it. You can't stop categorising 70 to 74 or 74 to 78.
Oh, granted, he'd go in there like wearing a tie with his medals on, like Uncle Albert or whatever, not going, ooh. Just think, oh, that's awful. That is awful that they can do that.
I didn't know they had a sort of OAP Olympics or whatever it is they're doing there, but.
They should.
Sounds great, yeah. I mean, a steeplechase would take forever. But the water jump would be hilarious.
It'd be like the long jump, crack.
Yeah. Triple jump, they're not going to make it to the sandpit, frankly, are they?
The 100 metres, fucking brilliant.
They're going to scale everything down. That'd have to be the 10 metre dodder. They'd have to place hurdles with Zimmer frames.
What? So every hurdle they'll have to take another Zimmer frame, put it down for the next one, pick the next one up, and then, sorry, I don't know what you mean.
They left to have it on wheels and jump over it every 10 metres. I think that's
no, you can't ask them to jump it. This is my point.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You can't ask them to jump it. So you'll have Zimmer frames of different sizes every time. So, so you just make them run up to it. Well, try to. They'll take one, go, go, put it down, take the next one. See what I mean?
Yeah, that could work. Get on to it. We'll find out what the sort of sport body is there for it. Like the we'll write a letter into them. I don't think they take emails.
Surely there is a geriatric Olympics.
Well, it's got to be, yeah. Yeah.
Olympics.
I think maybe we need to do a bit of research there and we'll bring you some coverage.
So instead of like, you know, when they do sort of, what's the one that you have a massive ball in between your neck and then you have to lob it?
That's the shot put. I mean, this guy.
Yeah, just lob a catheter back. Full of shit.
Maybe you need to use them in the relay race. So rather than handing the baton, you exchange the bag and you have to tube it.
I can't believe we're talking about geriatric racing.
You're right. I think we're struggling to stay on sport here. So, let's have one more story on sport and we'll move on from this.
Well, sport. What about... Oh, okay.
Well, I've got a bit of... one more we want to cover there.
Yeah.
Airbag jackets for jockeys. this is an idea being bandied around at the moment.
Horses won't like it.
No, exactly. That's what they've not thought through. So you're basically talking about an airbag like that you'd have explode out of your steering wheel, but as a coat, as a jacket.
Yeah, I like the idea.
And yeah, so you fall off and that explode, then suddenly you're a big balloon, and the horse is gonna land on you or get scared of it, and it's all going to kick off over a jumper or anything.
It will. I just think it's keeping the same.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to be all health and safety. And yeah, I know there are a few races that, you know, they're by their very nature, they're not the safest thing in the world. But yeah, you've got to think things through completely.
You don't know Bond, don't you? Like, obviously, we talked about this. Bond?
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right. I've not gone anywhere.
But the jockeys, the most bravest people, aren't they? I think sports. Yeah. Sports-wise.
It is a very dangerous and sort of thankless task. They have to keep their weight down like a boxer. They have to do, what, five races a day, maybe, some of them?
And have to travel.
Was that a horse?
Oh, sorry. That was not me not having a go at you or anything like that with that. But they have to travel so many miles and only get paid like £250.
That's
only if they win.
It's every day. It's not like they just have one day a week, like sort of your football or rugby or anything like that. Yeah, they're really grinding it out.
Unless it's like, obviously, the Cheltenham, the Aintrees.
Yeah, of course.
The Newbury's, stuff like that, where they get paid a bit more. That's why Tony McCoy, he's still not minted. I don't think.
Not by comparison to some of the other bigger sportsmen. I mean, look at the sort of money a Grand Prix driver gets.
Exactly. Sitting in the car.
There's some danger money there as well. But I bet F1's safer than horse racing is nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. What about Andy Boring Scottish Murray?
Well,
just going.
At least there's, yeah, there's.
I've got £1 million.
There's no danger to take out of tennis, fortunately, is there? I mean, you could get hit by a ball, but if you're any good, you'd have hit it back with your racket by then, wouldn't you?
It does annoy me, actually, with sort of the amount of money. It's a bit like cricketers as well. I know that's not, you don't see that as sort of a really good sport, but they don't get paid fuck all as well.
Yeah, I suppose they.
Like cricketers, horse, jockeys. Who else? Golfers get paid an extortionate amount, don't they?
Yeah.
For nothing.
There's no jeopardy
there. For just hitting a fucking ball.
What about other safety features in sport? Maybe stabilisers for the Tour de France?
Buns.
Right, so we dropped call there, but okay, well, let's do a music interlude and we can edit in and no one will notice.
Lovely.
Cool, okay.
I need to sort of go quiet or...
Yeah, okay, so we're going west next with Casio Keyboard 2-piece, the Pet Shop Boys, and their take on the classic 1-0 to the Arsenal. Okay. We'll just stick that in there.
Oh, and was that quite enough? Oh,
yeah, go on. Good. And we'll, okay, we'll outro and then we'll go into some TV. How's that? Okay, so, right. The Killers there posing the age old question, are we human or are we Dancer? I can only assume he's referring to Dancer the Reindeer there. Anyway. Right, so bit of TV news. Got one to start with. Don't know if you know this, but there's a new series of Birds of a Feather being filmed.
Yes, I've heard that, and they've got a fucking, was it Matthew, not Matthew Horn, is it playing the son or something? Oh, I did hear this. Is it Matthew Horn?
I didn't know there's a new guy coming in. Not all I've seen is the pictures of Sharon, Tracy and Dorian.
Oh, for all looking like fucking my mum.
it's been a few years, hasn't it? Yeah. But yeah, look forward. Look forward to what happens there. Presumably they'll have some good writers on it, and it could be a good laugh.
Do you remember the tune? Do ba da boo ba da boo. Oh no. Sorry. Oh, just heard something from here, though. This one. You go. When you are, when you're free. It was something really weird, though, wasn't it?
When you're alone and alone. That won't come true.
What love me. Something like that, anyway.
Classic.
Oh, God. I prefer, like, Richard Bloody. What's his name? Dan Crystal Mays again?
O'Brien?
Yeah. It should have been dun.
Any other sitcoms to revive, do you reckon? Red Dwarf came back recently and
it did. It was a bit shit. It
was better than their sort of three-part special they did a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah. They improved on that, certainly.
Yeah, I just think leave it alone sometimes.
Yeah, a lot of cases you get sort of a couple of good series and that's it, really.
But that'll be crap. Dorian's going to look like some whore out of like... a 1980s movie.
It's going to be 10 times worse now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I certainly won't be listening to that.
Okay. Maybe, I think even it's not out until next year, but yeah. Well,
good.
I'll see if I can bring you a report on that in several months' time.
Do you know what? In a weird sense, is that going to be, because I'm so depressed, is that going to be before? Oh no, that'll be after I throw myself in front of a train.
I thought maybe I'll bet first then.
Yeah, I was going to think, oh God, hopefully it's not first.
Something else on the TV.
Go on.
Sorry, did you have more on that?
No. On that one. Sorry,
one thing you've been telling me to watch for quite a while now.
Uh-oh.
Whitechapel.
Oh!
So.
Please. Oh, Thomas.
I had to go back to the very first series.
He's come out. Oh, I'm sorry, Thomas. He's just shoved his ass. He does this curling trick now, just quickly, before we tell me about Whitechapel. He's just done this curling. All right, Tommy. All right, darling. Off you go. Go on, 99. You're not one of Whitechapel's deaths just yet. Go on, then. 99. Because I would say... Go on. Oh no, I hate that when he just that's why I put Steptoe's on theme tune on that list. Anyway.
Oh yes.
And that's what that it was needed when he just walked back out for that. Sorry. Go on. So you watched Whitechapel, the first one. What, the Jack Thrift one?
Yes, yes. And I've got to say,
you didn't like it.
Absolutely loved it.
Did you?
Yeah, really, really good.
Sorry, I hate that when people
say. So that was a bit X Factor there, wasn't it?
It was.
I'm sorry to say, you're going to have to come to boot camp. He says to his microphone.
Or just come to Whitechapel for a murder.
In fact, I've watched the first two series, so two sets of the three parties.
Have you?
A few things to bring up.
Okay.
Maybe you can help on these.
Of course I will. You know I love it.
Yeah. So the first series is based on basically a copycat killer of the Jack the Ripper, isn't it? Yeah. Now,
this is going back quite a few years.
Yeah, because,
Go on, then.
Is the second one?
I can't remember. Is the second one the craze?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, firstly, on all the copycat killings,
yeah,
they're so well done. I'm worried you're going to have a Whitechapel copycat that's going to start copying these copycats.
Do you know what? This is where this series just gets fucking mental. I've just listened to sort of, they've gone sort of the third series now. Oh, and it's about some bloke. I don't want to ruin it for you, though.
Well, don't give away the storyline, but
Basically, some bloke rips the faces off people to wear them as masks.
Oh, God. That's like a Hannibal Lecter idea, isn't it?
I know, but it's more gruesome than that. It's absolutely foul what you hear.
Oh, well, I look forward to that bit.
Yeah. That's what sends me in. That's what I like, really good nightmares only give me that out of like decent things, and that did actually. I have to say,
I thought Steve Pemberton was good in it. He's a bit creepy, isn't he?
Oh, no, well, he gets even better and more creepier.
Oh, good, I'll look forward to this.
Yeah, so you really liked it. I can't believe it. I just thought you might have thought, oh, god, it's another ITV shitter.
No, very good. There was one bit I picked up on, got a bit of an eye for a blooper. There's a couple of big scenes going on, sort of concurrently, but they get joined by one guy phones the other. It's the two detectives.
Sorry, is this in the...
This is in the first series.
Right.
I think they're just discovering one of the crime scenes and he's calling the boss who's at a function or something. And they've clearly filmed them on completely separate days and forgotten what's going on. But the guy goes, "She's not there." And the reply is, "What do you mean nobody's there?" I figured, well, hang on, that's not what I've said there. She's not there. I'm not implying nobody's there. Of course, there are people here.
Do you know, I really can't comment on that. You know, I can't.
That's just me being a stickler there.
But you know who also writes that is... the bloke that does Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that. I've not watched it.
Yeah, that's why I love all this sort of thing. Like, oh, it's so good because it's not like you would expect anything at all. Like, and it's great that Steve Pemberton also writes a little bit with, what's his name? Fuck's sake. Sherlock Holmes geezer. Got his fucking album right in front of me.
Watson.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. But you liked it, though.
Yeah, really good. It's got the Cray Twins one, possibly even better.
Yeah, but it gets even better after that as well. Like, every other episode is just even better. Like, that's what I thought, actually, Bono. Like, the Cray ones, it would have been sort of the highlight of Whitechapel.
Yeah, I mean, one problem with the Cray twins, or one trick they missed.
Stone.
Well, yeah, Jimmy and Johnny played by the same bloke.
Yeah,
what's that about? Great. Surely all the actors, twin brothers,
you
twin sisters,
see that,
whatever.
Though, could you see that?
Yeah, do you know what? I had to Google it, because when they came on, one of the earlier scenes, they have them in a police lineup, and she can't tell the difference between them. And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, hang on, that's the same guy there.
but he made you actually think,
I started watching all the way through whenever they were both there, because a lot of the time they split them up. When they were both there,
really good,
one was stood on
good
the
left. Film, wasn't it?
Yeah. But yeah, like there must be one sort of agency or agent that stands for all of the actors that are twins, and they see a Cray twins thing come up and like, right, lovely, we'll have a bit of money on that, and they just get one guy and duplicate him. Really not fair, I don't think, but you know, it's up to them, I suppose, if they want two people.
It is, so. That's BBC for you. ITV. I'm just getting confused between this bloke now, and I'm not even going on the computer to. Oh, I can't remember his bloody name. It's really fucking me right off. The Sherlock geezer. He's done everything with. Even though it's like ITV and stuff like that, it's like, oh, God.
We'll look that up at some stage.
Yeah. But you liked it, though.
I did, yeah. I mean, I've just started series 3 last night, The Hammer Murderers.
Oh, Christ. No, is this good. Coming to the two-parters now?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so there was a good line in there where he realised what was going on, and he says, find the hammer, find the killer, which was actually MC Hammer's second album. Which is a nice reference there.
I know, this is what sometimes I mean, whoever's writing it, it's a bit like when I said, oh, fucking hell, Noel Gallagher's just nicked it off Games Master. And then I've been nicking loads of shit off everyone.
Plagiarism going about, yeah. One last bit on the series 3, Tony Hayes is in there. Gets arrested as the death.
Yes, I can't believe you. Sorry, I'm doing the monkey bit now. Well, you talked about the gorilla earlier. Now,
yeah, of course.
It is good, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I should be caught up with you fairly soon at this rate.
That'd be lovely. And the final bit, don't tell me if you get really ahead. It's really weird, though, because after this last episode that I've just sort of done the two-part with, sort of the latest ones, they said, oh, if you go onto ITV Play, you can watch the next one.
Oh, yeah.
£1.29.
Oh.
What the fuck do I want to do that for?
Yeah, have an on-demand service. It's got to be free.
No, but you can watch it for £1.29.
Well, they'll have your cash any way they can nowadays, won't they?
That's mad.
Won't be doing that. Yeah, no.
I can't believe that you like it.
Yeah, yeah, very good, very good.
Anyway, I think we've gone a little bit off kilter there with that, because maybe no one knows what the hell we're talking about.
Well, yeah, if you've seen Whitechapel, you can go to our website, justthenoisepodcast.com. Let us know what you reckon. That's the people listening, by the way.
Do you know, I thought, yeah, hence why I didn't say anything there.
Great.
So, we're going to do, what's the next thing?
We can do the telly theme tune tournament.
Oh, lovely. Right. Yay!
For short, that's the TTTT.
Lovely. Yay!
Okay, so basically,
I'm not whacking again. But.
What we're doing here then is we're going to try and find the best TV theme tune ever. So we divided these down. We'll have three different theme tunes each week, and we'll put one through to a knockout round. And eventually we will come on the ultimate in theme tunes. Now, this week's one, it's funny you should mention the very first one, Steptoe and Son. So,
okay, brilliant. Yeah, are you going to play it?
Yeah, we'll play it here. Yeah, we'll edit that in. But it goes.
Well, I think we could do this.
We'll put that in there. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean that's a decent one. That's very good. That's a nice one to walk to. That's a nice pace setter. Now, the next one we've got in this category is Keeping Up Appearances.
I didn't put that one in.
No. This is
that you?
Yeah. I think we can kind of call this a bit of an OAP one. Yeah.
Something like that. Anyway.
That's okay. We'll put that in as well.
Yeah, I actually like that program. Yeah,
it's good. Uh-oh. But we've got to go on theme tune only, I think.
But out of them two at the moment, you know what one's out.
You don't sound happy about Keeping Up Appearances there.
No, I do, of course. Well,
okay, well, maybe we'll get the third tune and see what we're doing. Okay, we'll play this in. This is One Foot in the Grave. Yeah, what is it? Just too long in the tooth.
Yeah, go on.
But what is it? I might as well face the truth.
I've just retired. Clapped out.
Oh, it's a good job we put a proper one in.
Do you know what? I'm going to have to say, you have to get rid of. This is more a little. Is this not X Factor then? It is, isn't it?
I suppose so, yeah. So, One Foot in the Grave is a strong show in there.
Brilliant.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, considering you weren't too happy about Keeping Up Appearances, and I momentarily couldn't even remember how it went and had to go on Your Humming or the tune we just played. I think we're both agreeing that that's out of the picture here, aren't we?
Sorry, is this like a Great British Bake Off or something, which you would just get rid of two?
Less bacon.
Less bacon, more caking. That's what I should have said, actually.
Yeah, you need to write them, give them a couple of lines.
Us sitting in the bake-off tent just saying, come on, you bastard.
I'm sure that's the exact sort of material they're after there.
Cook loads of fairy bitches. Anyway, yeah, okay.
So, Steptoe's Son versus that's One Foot in the Grave at the moment.
Oh, so we've...
I think we've got to fuck off Keeping Up Appearances.
I think that's more me than you. What would you have? I think I've talked too much. So, what would you have?
I think I'm probably leaning towards Eric Idle's lyrics in One Foot in the Grave.
I am as well.
You are?
Yep.
Oh, Steptoe's going. Doesn't even make it through to the knockout round. Well... I think we've got a big result there, then. Oh, you got to say One Foot in the Grave.
Have you done sort of like with all the tunes, have you done like mix-ups?
Yeah, we're going to have three every week, yeah. And we can still suggest some more, so people can suggest those via Twitter or the website if they want to. You can send us anything else and we'll keep mixing it up. We'll have, about probably eight heats and then we'll have a knockout from there.
Lovely. So one more then, I think, Bond. What's your sort of... are you doing it in sort of a bag or just doing it sort of randomly on like the computer going...
Those were vaguely categorised.
Oh.
Can
we do it quite randomly then? Can you not just say... Right, my three theme tunes. put them in the bag, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, we can try an off-the-cuff three here for you. What do we have?
is this coming from Wembley Stadium when you're picking out the balls?
Okay, three random ones then.
Yeah, love. Oh, the laugh's not them. This sounded quite surprising, like, quite random before, or not.
Okay, we're going to go for the generation game.
Yes. What, Brucey?
Yeah. Brucey. Let's play a bit of that.
Oh, yeah, lovely. Live is the name of the game, and I want to play
the game with you.
Oh, you're listening.
That was a Saturday sing-along, wasn't it?
Just sing it, yeah.
Yeah, no, we'll edit it. We'll edit the actual tune in afterwards. So, generation game. Plays Father Ted.
Well, that's by the Divine Comedy, isn't it? It's just like a... Yeah, okay. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's a great sitcom, but is it going to have the legs on the theme tune? That's tricky.
Not with the generation game. It certainly isn't.
Okay, well, the third one in this group, so we can put one more through today. The last one is going to be The Young Ones. That one, I think, if we put that one as well, yeah, that's the Cliff Richard one, isn't it? But sung by the cast. Because we may not be the young ones very long.
Sound like my mum.
I don't know who should be offended.
It's got to be Brucey.
You're pretty clear on Brucey there. Yeah.
Has to be.
I have to agree with dropping Father Ted. Yeah. I really like The Young Ones. I think maybe where the generation game nicks it is that's about the generation game. Right? They haven't taken the lyrics from anywhere. That's Brucey.
Yeah, and it's Brucey going, live is the name of the game, and I want to play the game with you. And it's using everything as well. It's like, yes! Whereas no one else is actually singing. Well, Father Ted isn't singing. It's just instrumental. Yep. Great, but yeah. By the... I've got that here. It's by the Divine Comedy, which is... It's fantastic, but no singing involved.
True.
Bruce was doing everything. He probably wasn't fucking drumming.
Drumming. Probably tap dancing at the same time. Game.
Exactly. Had everything, so... Yeah, so,
One Foot in the Grave and the Generation Game showing up for the oldies there in their groups. Excellent. Right, we'll do some more of them next week then, and get the competition moving. Should we have a bit of a Twitter roundup?
Cheer me up a little bit. Oh, Twitter me up a little bit. Sorry for the shit thing. Go for it.
So yeah, I've been looking at some of the people we follow, and let's run through a couple of things that they've been saying this week. So this is from earlier in the week. This is communications giant Peter Jones.
my best mate, of course, please.
And he says, thanks everyone who voted for me at last night's Reality TV Awards. Chuffed to win Best Reality TV Judge of 2013. Thank you.
Best Reality fucking giant. I don't know. Oh, this is going to make me go mental, this sort of pitch now.
Do you think he deserves that? I mean, TV judge or...?
No, I prefer to give that to Nelson Mandela. He's still fighting for his life in bed.
That's let's hope that he's getting better, and that he is grateful for being in best reality TV judge. Okay. Let's leave Andre there for a minute then. We've got a couple of related ones here, actually.
Oh, God. What?
Okay, first off, we've got Richard Madeley, and he's saying...
Hold on. First thing I'll say is Judy still alive?
Yeah, do we know what's happened to her? I've not seen her.
Yeah, because he's murdered her. He literally bludgeoned her.
Is that allegedly?
Yeah, sorry. Allegedly.
Of course, we've got to throw that in. Well, no, he's got bigger dramas in his life by the sounds of it.
Wreck. Oh, sorry.
So,
I'm still having a go at the one guy, Richard Madeley, at the moment.
He says, bloody hell. He says, Hornet just landed on my foot. Managed to beat it to death with water bottle. Stink plus huge, that's in caps, swollen poison sack popped out. Terrifying, he says.
You're not as much as when he murdered your wife.
Which may or may not have
wasp peppers.
The wasp way, yeah, it could be the perfect crime there. Yeah,
yeah. But yes, Bono, Midsummer Murders.
It's bound to be on next series. Well, someone else having creepy, cruelly difficulties.
Yep.
Philip Schofield, the Silver Fox. he says, "Note to self: don't leave a window open and a light on." It's Daddy Long Legs season. So, important update there from Phil.
Can you reply back to him, actually, and say, what happens if you're blind and you like Daddy Long Legs?
I'll get straight back to him after this. Let's move on. We've got a couple to go through. There's a pair of tweets here, actually, from Ralph...
Pair of tweets. I don't understand all of this. Pair of tweets.
Yeah. Right. So first off, he says, walking to the shop for tea bags. I think I just witnessed a gay blowjob against the wall of the police station. Gosh. So, fine. So, anyway, just a little while later, he says, my mistake. Upon walking back, I had a good old gander, and it transpires it was a girl. So just a straight blowjob then. But then he says,
"What in the street?"
Yeah. But he says, #, girl had big shoulders. Now this is exactly the sort of hashtag we were talking about. If we click on that here, that takes us to a blank page. No one else is hashtagging girl with big shoulders.
Ralph Little. You say Ralph Little?
Yeah.
He should know better.
He should. We'll move on from him. Because Bill Oddie Official, a bit of nature advice from Bill here. He says people picking blackberries, presumably the fruit rather than the foam. don't want to be a small sport, but they really belong to the birds, so leave a few, please. So, it's good advice for anyone if you're out picking fruits.
So we know how to like fuck people, pick fruits, and just bastard up the whole county. To be honest,
it's all very sage advice here from the celebrity Twitter crew. Not least Gary Barlow.
Oh, God, lettuce man.
Oh, yeah.
Have you found that yet, actually?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, watch that. Yeah. You're like a wet lettuce. But he says on Twitter here, cozy evening by the sound of it. He says, got me trackie on, tea up me knee.
Can you just say it slowly and I'll do his voice?
Okay.
If I can.
Got me trackie on.
I've got me trackie on. Be boring.
Tea on me knee.
I sound like a fucking nubbit. Tea on me knee. Sorry.
X Factor, then Downton. Result.
X Factor, then Downton. X Factor, result.
Have you got the real Gary Barlow there?
He's uncanny. Sitting next to me having a cup of tea.
Hello, Gary.
Hello, Barlow. How are you?
That's a combination of several once again there. It's quality.
I can't believe this.
Next up then, we've got Warwick Davis. What's he saying then? He's saying, my opening night in Spamalot in the West End. Yeah, a bit of Monty Python stage show. I'm sure that'd be very good, yeah. He says, I've rehearsed. He's
playing the sword.
Well, I don't think he's playing the giant, is he? Well, I don't know what's going on, but maybe there's a clue, because he says, I've rehearsed the hell out of my coconuts, and I'm ready for the audience. Who's coming?
Well, so he's just literally been strapped to a couple of birds' breasts. Just like vertically. Oh, sorry, horizontally. Oh,
that would make most sense.
What's the one that goes like across? Oh, I can never
horizontal
remember.
I think you want.
Yeah. Horizontal breasts. That's who he's playing.
Right, a couple more on these. Tony Blackburn says, don't forget.
Oh, I was also quite involved with thingamajigs, dodgy sexual antics.
Nothing has yet been proven and no charges have been drawn.
You're a minder.
He gives us, he gives us a reminder. Don't forget, today is I'm Proud of My Shoes Day. This is the one day of the year you will show off your collection of shoes to your friends.
Sorry, ugh. Is this what you're saying? Or
this is Tony Blackburn.
Okay.
Yeah, I get the impression he either has no shoes or no friends. He's unlikely to be participating in that.
Or he's just guilty.
Out of nothing here, we've got Gogwan, and he's very important
oh.
tweet.
God.
He says, watch out for my street tweet. Whenever I see something cool or I see someone looking amazing, I'm going to tweet it.
I'm going to shoot you in the sweet feet.
Thanks a lot, Gok. We'll look forward to that when it happens.
Gok, what? Should we make him into like some sort of that TV hell? It goes, Hotel Hill.
Is going to cook your stock.
He's a fucking cock and he knows a lot. But he knows what he wants to do because he's a fucking tosser and I know I'm going to do a poo on him. Rod's on his head.
Well, it sounds like the theme tune's already worked out for that.
For gok, 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 gok.
This is a good one, actually. Cock. Bit of
you are fucking cock, cock, cock. Sorry.
We've got Les Dennis here. It sounds a bit Partridge to me, actually. He says, Costa say their paper cups don't need a sleeve. They bloody well do.
It's the sort of thing I'm probably say, actually. Fair enough.
He finishes that with the hashtag #no fingerprints left. which
well, that's what made him a cock now.
Presumably,
doing the hashtag
exactly.
Stuff. Yeah.
So I'm thinking, click on that. We're going to see nothing. So I thought I'll click on it anyway. There's a whole load of tweets there. We've got something. Really? Georgina Lucroft is saying breadcrumbs cheaper to make on your own, less painful to buy, them. Hashtag no fingerprints left. We've got, ouch, I was sure the bowl I was heating soup in was microwave safe. Hashtag no fingerprints left. All right, one last tweet here from Eamon Holmes. I think this is an important
the biggest one, Irish, well, sorry, Northern Irish, the biggest Northern Irish person ever, I think.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, others might debate that, and maybe we won't go into it at all. But he says, Ruth up and out of the house very early today. I'm sure I'm supposed to meet up with her.
What, his wife? Oh, that's his wife, isn't it?
I assume so, yeah.
It is. Yeah. Ruth. The house.
Yeah. I'm guessing. He says,
but he's massive. Well, he used to be right. My mum hates him, do you know? My mum absolutely detests him for some reason. It's just like any program that he's on, she has to be either out the room or have to turn it off or anything. It's just like, fucking Eamon, I'm sorry. Well, carry on.
Yeah, well, I would imagine his wife might not like him so much after this, because he says, I'm sure I'm supposed to meet up with her somewhere later, but I can't remember where. So important
in
that
the
world knows.
In the bin.
You never know. Right, well, I think that's our Twitter roundup anyway. Okay, so if you want to get in contact, it's justthenoisepodcast.com. If you're on Facebook, so are we, at Just the Noise Podcast. Same if you want to search on SoundCloud. But if you're listening to us, you've either found us on SoundCloud or on the podcast. You can also get us on Twitter at JAN Podcast. JAN Podcast. Shorten that up a bit so that we don't waste 140 characters on our name.
If you like Eamon Holmes, also, you can go to itv.com or just watch Loose Bitches.
Exactly.
Which you're on about 12:30 on ITV.
That's a great plug there. So,
Is that what they call?
Yeah, well, that's what we're calling them. So I guess. Until next week, then. I'm sorry, that was just a noise. And we'll leave you with the whiny one-hit wonder, Teenage Dirtbag, by the first band to be sponsored by breakfast cereal since the Mike Flowers Pops. This is Wheatus.